It's like the first half, you lost. Look at it almost like two separate games. Okay, this is, I guess if I was in the locker room, it's like I have to give the pep talk. It's two separate. You're playing two games tonight. You're playing first half and you're playing second half. All right, you're playing game one and you're playing game two. And so, in essence, in this game two, you have to look at the game plan. And so the game plan right now is that they are trying to intercept every single pass. So you need to incorporate into your game pump fake passing. And if you're going to pass the ball inside, it's not going to work. Zero chance, not working. They are. I'll get to them in a moment. They're playing great ball. So the idea is to pass the inside to immediately pass the outside because they've been double teaming everybody. So when you pass it over your defender to the person on the inside, they are literally turning around to go assist on that. You pass it back out. The Tribunals have done that actually quite a handful of times, and they've had an open look almost every single time. So heading into what I would mentally say is game two of tonight, they need to look in that and see if they can win the second half. I think that's going to be a really big indicator of their prep. Now, Loggers, oh boy, what a juggernaut. If you're listening here and you're a Phillips fan, yo, I don't know why you're not at this game, because I'd be traveling to all their games if you're a big fan, because this is the year to watch them. They're not only do they have great ball movement, right? Not only are they passing accurate, mostly they had a few intercepted passes, but I put that more on Ernst's ability to get in front of the ball than it is necessarily poor passing. But they have been doing great. And then when they have an open shot, they've had some, I think it's Egebrek, Knack, Matela, Eckert, these are all their guards. And they're just, if they're open, that's number 3, 4, 10, they're just taking the shot and they're making them. So it's like, they are just playing incredible defense. So as the Screaming Eagles, how do they play defense on them? I don't know. If you have an idea, give me a call. Send me a text if you know my number. And I'll tell you, because like they are playing great basketball right now, and their defense is gosh darn amazing too. I mean, they've given up 13 points, right? They've basically reduced the Screaming Eagles' only plan of action to three pointers. Like, isn't that that's the perfect thing? That's what you want. Like, if you can force your opponent to only have one way to success, then man, you're sitting pretty. So the Loggers, they just need to keep doing what they're doing. Great, consistent basketball tonight, and they will walk away with a win. Screaming Eagles, they need to walk into the second half like it's a second game and see how they can move forward tonight. With that, that wraps up today's halftime show brought to you by Ford Bank. We're going to go back to another two-minute ad break before we start the second half. Don't go anywhere.
Heckman Auction, heck yeah. Want to beat inflation? Buy at online auction. The advantages are you help your local community members, the money stays local, and there are great deals. You can also buy many items at one place. Download our app or go to heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah. Heckman Auction, heck yeah. Looking for entertainment in the Northwoods? Try bidding online at heckmanauction.com. It's fun, it's fast, and you can help your fellow community members. Download our app on your mobile device or go to heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah, boys.
IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community.
Woodruff Appliance and TV doesn't want you to miss any big plays this sports season. They've got a great selection of large, state-of-the-art TVs. They've also got the knowledge to help you select the best TV for you and your family. They've got a great selection, and the prices can't be beat. Whatever the season, football, baseball, hockey, or hoops, they've got what you're looking for. Woodruff Appliance and TV, the experienced professionals for all your entertainment and kitchen appliance needs.
Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving our local communities since 1953 with locations in Park Falls and Ashland, offering competitive rates and services to kids, teens, and to the big kids at heart. Our heart is in our communities. We're not just a credit union offering financial services. We're a family that cares about your family. Stop in today or check us out online at northwoodscu.com. Northwoods Community Credit Union is federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration, and membership eligibility is required.
Welcome back to the game between the Schwamigan Screaming Eagles and the Phillip Loggers. And this has been a blowout so far in the Loggers' favors. They lead 47-13. My name is Stephen Jellin on behalf of 103.1 Jack FM. We're excited to start the second half. Screaming Eagles have the ball, and as soon as I say that, they fumbled the ball, and it went right to the Loggers on a fast break for 2 points. Number 10, Wells, pushes the score to 49-13. Good layup. All right, Screaming Eagles, let's see what you got for this half. Ernst makes a bad pass, really kind of, it was kind of a weak pass, and then it was just a 1-2 fast break offense, 51-13 on the made layup. All right. Babbles at the ball, makes the drive. Okay, that was fat. That was quick and efficient. She gets the ball, drives in between, gets into the paint, throws it up for a nice little, I would say, what is that, 7-foot shot, makes it 15-51. Number 44's got the ball, passes out to number 10 in the corner for another three. Does she miss? Number 10, bringing it in. Great shooting by Eckert. I need to get out a pencil and a paper to see how many points she has. All right, Brunell's got the ball. She's looking, passes it to Bablis, who's looking on the inside to Young. Then to Bablis again, who takes a three-point attempt and, oh, just misses it. Good attempt, though. She was wide open. That was good. Good shot selection. All right, Loggers looking, passing it around. Inside to number 44, makes the layup. Good ball movement there. That was like a 1-2-3 pass shoot. Oh. Lehman makes the layup there. 56-15. 60 minutes has just happened in the second half. Ball's getting moved around. Ernst gets a three-point attempt, but it looks like it's going to be right, just a tad, and it's off the rim, and it's a miss. All right. Here we go. Loggers get their chance at the ball. Misses her shot, but they were able to get an offensive rebound, and now they're passing the ball around looking for their open opportunity. At this point, you just got to play tight defense on number 10 and let literally anyone else shoot the ball. Number three got the shot there. It's now 58-15. Timeout called by Schwamigan Screaming Eagles. So with that, we're going to hit it to a one-minute ad break.
Doctors Leeson, Pinzel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign implants, root canal, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art treatment and technology. They accept care credit, VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North in Park Falls and Oak Street in Woodrow. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile. Our communities are at the center of our efforts moving forward. You'll see the Forward Bank team at area events volunteering. Watch for them as they are reaching out, presenting donations, and signing up charities to participate in our unique charitable money market account program. We connect our customers to the local charities that matter to you most. Visit www.forward.bank for more information or stop in and ask our team how you can help make a difference. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to the game on 98Q. Screaming Eagles got the ball. They're now carrying it up at the court. Looking. Nice screen. Screen. We should have been calling screens this whole time. Brunell got the screen and had an open look, and she didn't pass it. They did the right thing and then didn't do the right thing. Long reversal pass. And Bablik attempts to keep the ball alive and went straight to Logger. Now they have a chance at points here. 14's looking open, past the inside, then outside. Four gets the ball, misses, but 10 gets the offensive rebound. Passes it to 14, who then takes her three-point shot, Williams makes it, 61-15. Brunell needs to do another screen. That was great. All right, Bavlik tried to drive by three people. Didn't work. Transition offense. Number 10 misses her layup. And now Miasinga is carrying the ball down the court. Fast break. Opportunity. Hard dribble. Passes it to Brunell. Was an open shot for three, and it goes in. Yes, nice shooting. Good shot attempt there by Brunell. Or not only attempt, but good shot made by Brunell. 18-61. Okay, here we go. They're passing the ball around. Loggers looking. Number 44 gets a shot. Attempt here, misses. And now Brunell's got a fast break attempt. Needs the ball to go backwards. She goes for the layup. It's fouled. And she gets a two-shot attempt. That was good. Brunell, good two offenses in a row by her. She gets two free throw attempts. We have three girls substituted in tonight. Or for the Loggers here in a second. It'll be number, it'll be Quinnell, I believe. Number, is that 12? I think that we'll figure that out here in a little bit. First free throw is a miss. It'll be number 11, 12. It'll be Miller, Timmers, and Quinnell. There we go. 4:44 and 14 will be coming out. Mack, Lehman, and I missed the other one. All right. Brunell, ball is up and in. 19-61. All right. Phillips looking confident, as they should be. They're very much in the lead. They're passing the ball around. Number 10's wide open in the corner. That's a problem. All right. Brunell fixes that problem. Ball is looking. They're looking. Trying to pass the inside. Let's see here. 12 has gotten one. Then 10. They are just moving the ball around. Looking for their shot opportunity. They're not double teaming. Right now they're just playing man. I like that. And then, oh, Bavlik almost had the steal there. All right. Still looking for their shot opportunity. And I think they got it there. Three was open for a three. Misses, though. And it went off the hand of the Loggers. So now it's giving you this ball as ball without a ball. Ernst back in. Bavlik back out. So now we're looking at Young and Singer are in. We have a screen. Then back to four. That's exactly what we needed to do. Ernst is looking for her opportunity. Can't find it. Passes it inside to Rush. Or to Young, then back to McCoo. And he goes for the layup. It draws the foul. That was good. I mean, I don't, I'm not going to go back on what I said, which was avoid the paint. But if you're going to get the ball in the paint, try to draw the foul. There you go. That was good. McCoon's going to have two free throw attempts. Here we go. First shot. Up and out. Just off the rim. On the back of the rim. All right. Here we go. Second free throw attempt. She's getting ready. Ball is up. Ball is off the rim again, but this time on the front. And we have a defensive rebound made. The Loggers are looking. Pass, and the number 10 is wide open in the corner. She misses. Hey, I didn't know what could happen. She has been shooting the lights out. There we go. Defensive rebound by the Screaming Eagles. Is now they're looking. Ernst has not been passing good tonight. There's no two ways around it. I can't really call it differently. But, and McCoohan also passed an intercepted pass there. She had an opportunity of one-on-one underneath the paint. She could have. And it looks like number 10, Singer, it looked more, she got a foul, okay? And it was a foul. Don't get me wrong here. But it looked more incidental than on purpose. But, you know, a foul is a foul. She can't have a hand on someone's back like that, you know, when they're chasing. So, good call by the refs. Number three takes her shot. Engelbrecht. There we go. First shot made, 62-19. Rauschenbach comes in for McCoohan. And second one goes in, 63-19. All righty. Brunell has the ball. She's looking. passes it to me, Singer. An opportunity for three. She takes it. Oh, and it's just off the backboard. She has a high arcing rainbow shot. So when she misses, it looks a little bad. But when she makes it, it looks beautiful. All right. Good defensive rebound. Phillips got the ball. They're moving the ball around. 12 minutes in the second half is about to happen just now. They're passing the inside. Three gets it. Goes for the layup. And it just misses, but it's a shooting foul. Good call by the refs. And she will get two shots. Here we go. Both teams have actually, I'm surprised. There's only been a few fouls this entire game, and I feel like they've all happened in the last, 3 minutes. Both teams have played really clean basketball, really disciplined. So I think both coaches, I know the score is lopsided, but both coaches should definitely be proud of that. I always appreciate it when both teams or any team really can play clean, disciplined basketball. All right. Free throw. Second free throw is up and in, pushing the score to 65-19. The refs are communicating right now between each other. Something's up. I don't know. Oh, well, I think they corrected whatever needed to be happened either way. Screaming Eagles have been given permission to start moving the ball. And Singer just gets the ball stripped right from her. She hesitated on her inability. Ooh, Young gets a nice steal. Gets it to her point guard, Ernst, who then gets it back out to Bablick, who then takes a three-point shot off the rim. All of those things were good steps to the shot. They just barely missed it. All right. Augers gets good transition. Number four has an open shot for two, misses it. And now Bablick has the ball. He carries it down the court. He's at the three-point line, passes inside to Ernst, who drives it by, has an open shot for two underneath, and misses. All right. Ball gets passed way overhead. And I'm getting the ball moving around. Number four has it. That gets it to 14, who's wide open for three, misses. And then Bablick gets the rebound. Now they carry the ball down the court. And set up. It is almost stolen. Back to Bablick. Then inside to Rashabak, who dribbles it up. Puts up the layup. Misses. That was, once again, good shot. It's just good shot selection. Just couldn't finish the execution. All right. Phillips looking. 25. Back to 14. Then over the head. All the way over to number four. Open shot attempt. Although it could be a tough shot attempt. In an attempt to keep the ball alive. Oh, my goodness. The Loggers gave the ball up. Then immediately pulled the ball back. But then they missed their shot. And now it's Screaming Eagles ball. 14 has it. Takes three-point shot immediately. That was a little too errant, too fast. I didn't like that shot selection. She misses. 10 minutes is about to happen in this second half. 14 for the Loggers. Open three. And this time, she nailed it. Which is the score. 68-19. Great shot by Williams. All right. Timeout called. Score is 68-19 with 9 minutes and 50 seconds left in the second half. We will move to a one-minute commercial break. Don't go anywhere.
You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds, too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware. Your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin. IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years' experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community.
All right, welcome back. 98Q, having the game on tonight between the Screaming Eagles and the Phillips Loggers. If you're just joining us, there's 9 minutes and 35 seconds left in the second half, and the Loggers are beating the Swan Beach Screaming Eagles 68-19. Not looking pretty. Screaming Eagles right now have the ball. They're looking to pass the ball in. Ernst is passing it in. Looking for an open shot. Tries to pass it inside to Rauschenbach, but it doesn't work out. They're going to call jump ball. And to my knowledge, it's going to go to the Logger. Yep, there it is. He's starting to pick it up. Starting to figure it out. Jump ball is one of the most interesting, confusing calls in this game. And I'm not going to pretend. I know everything else about this game. I don't really understand that one too much. All right. Rauschenbach comes off the court. Willie McCoohan just went in. She did. Okay, Loggers carrying it up the court. Number 25 has it. Quinnell gets it to number 11, Miller. Passes it out to number 4, Knack, but then gets it back to 44, Lehman. Here we go. Number 11 holding it. Passes it all the way across. Back inside. Good collapsing defense there. They had an opportunity, missed it, but in that allowed their perimeter shot for number 25, which is Quinnell. She nails a long two-pointer to make the score 70-19. An errant pass for the Screaming Eagles will now immediately give the ball back to the Loggers. We're now back. Before I could even finish up the shot play, they turned over the ball. A lot of turnovers for the Screaming Eagles tonight. Too many. Much too many. All right. Loggers passing the ball around. They're looking. Here we go. Nice pass to the inside. However, the layup missed. Another offensive rebound by Lehman, but then Brunell loses it to number 12 and scores the layup to make it 72-19. 8 minutes is about to happen in the second half. Bablik has a shot at 3, air ball, a little bit too much to the right there. Proper distance, it just wasn't, so it just was off the mark. Loggers get the rebound. They're looking. Passing the ball around. Reversal across the court. They're back to the top of the key. Inside of the paint. Back outside. Long two-pointer. Offensive rebound made by number 25. That is Quinnell. Then off to number 11, Miller. And we have an almost... Oh, a good job, Loggers, retaining possession of the ball. Good ball movement. Once again, they're just looking for their shot. Number 12, back to 42. Then inside to 44, Lehman puts up the layup. Oh, Bailey misses. And we have a defensive rebound finally. Bablik has the ball. Open three. Three attempts. You just got to take it. That was, okay. I feel bad because you could tell the confidence is kind of shaking there. There we go. While the girls were fighting for the rebound, McCoohan got her hand on it and then was tripped for it. So the Eagles get to retain possession on that ball. On that fast break there, Bablik, she pulled up to the three-point line. No one was guarding her. And I could tell for a second she couldn't believe she wasn't guarded and passed the ball as if she was. She was wide open. She needs to take those shots. Like that one right there. She got the ball off the inbound pass. She was open. She took the shot. She missed. And it's... Thinks, but you know, it was the right decision to make. And so here we go. Loggers moving the ball around. 42 wide open on the shot. Yeah, was it 42? It was 42. That'd be Rayleigh Williams. Good shooting. 74-19. All right. 10 at the shot. She puts it up. She gets fouled. It was Mia Singer. She got the ball, did a nice little pump fake, stepped inside, took the shot, got fouled. Good attempt there. That was, you know, I think she bumped the elbow. Here we go. She gets two free throw attempts. Here we go. First shot is up and, just misses. Score stays 19-74. Substitutions come in. Number 1 and number 40, number 22, I believe. So that'd be Leah Harper and Brielle Mesko. Are now in for the first time this game. Second free throw attempt missed. Right now, the game has been moved into a running clock scenario, so the game's going to end here pretty darn fast. So even though it's 4 or 5 minutes and 20 seconds, there's not going to be any stoppages anymore outside of timeout. Babla gets the ball, makes a shot, but it's shortchanged. Claire Young gets a great job of rebounding the ball. They're going to call a jump ball. Schwamigan gets to retain possession. All right. Brunell back in. Singer out. Is that Singer out? Yes, it is. And Singer's out. Ernst gets the ball in the inbound pass. Passes it inside to McEwen. Passes it outside to 21, who takes a nice shot. Oh! Once again, great shot attempt. It's just not going in. Oh, man, you hate to see it. Claire Young had a good, she got the ball. She put it up there. It was in traffic, but, you know, there's no hand in front of her. So, I mean, sometimes it's like you look at it and you're like, you set up a lot of good shots tonight. You just missed a lot of them, which happens. Sometimes it's just not your night, but you fight through it. Good defense of the Eagles getting the rebound there. 4 minutes is about to happen in the second half. All right, pass inside to 21. She backs up two defenders in an attempt to go for a layup there. She gets fouled. Good job by Claire Young there. And she will get two free throws. All right. Refs have given it all clear. She gets ready. First shot is up. And in. There we go. And with that, the Screaming Eagles have pushed their score from the teens into 20. It is now 20-74 with 3 minutes and 30 seconds left in this game. Number 20 for the Screaming Eagles has now come in. That would be Salvador will be coming in for Brunell. Second free throw is, ooh, we have a shoot. They're going to redo it. Oh, they're calling on the Screaming Eagles for jumping too early. Okay, so McEwen jumped early, but that was because of Claire Young's shooting. She, like, faked her own free throw, so I do not blame that at all on McEwen. No way. Oh, wait, that was a foul on Claire Young. Incidental, as number, I believe it was number 50. Would that be, how do you say it, Berlan? Anna Berlan? She went up for a layup and clearly looked like she tripped over her own feet and kind of like body bumped her when the layup. So it is obviously a shooting foul. So she gets two free throws right here. Anna, first shot. And it's in. She's on the board. It is 75-20. Nice shot. Second free throw. Up and in and out. Oh, they're saying shoot again. Something happened. All right, second free throw. Or like the reshot of the second free throw. Up and in. There you go. 76-20. All right. Bablick's about to pass in to Ernst, who now has the ball carrying it up the court. She's looking and straight up into a double team. Passes inside to Rauschenbach, who goes up for the layup and is immediately fouled. They get two free throws. Here we go. Here we go. 1 minute is about to happen in this second half. Game will be over shortly, as, like I said, it's a running clock right now for Mercy Rules. First free throw is a miss. Ernst comes out. Number 5, Cameron Phelps, goes in. Rauschenbach, second shot. In and out. All right. Loggers at the ball. Number 1's carrying it. Metzko passes it in. Anna, then the number 22, then the 25. Then the number 1 takes her shot, misses. And, oh, it was almost a defense. I mean, it technically was a defensive rebound, but it was stolen immediately by Williams, number 42, on the Loggers, and then she made the layup. That was a great, great defensive play. Number 5 gets the ball, takes her shot. Cameron Phelps misses. And then we have a foul on the Eagles. That means it is Logger's ball. All right, they pass in. Number 22 has it. Harper passes it, number one. She's passing it back to 50. She takes her shot and misses. Good offensive rebound. Gets it to 22, who takes her shot. She misses. Salvador gets the rebound. And with that buzzer, that is the end of the game. Good game by the Phillips Loggers as they come into the Schwamann Screaming Eagles court, and they beat them 78-20. Good game. Good game. It looked like the Screaming Eagles were running on a reduced roster today as they only had 9 girls. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. When on, they usually have 13. So, you know, they're more tired than usual. There was a lot of substitutions, but they played hard. And, I mean, if you listen to this entire game, you heard me say it a lot. The Screaming Eagles, they did a great job of moving the ball around and taking the right shot. They just missed a lot of them. And, I mean, sometimes basketball really does come down to, did you make your shot, right? You know, because there's there's so many things you could do. Screens, play setup, good defense, size matchups, strategies. But at the end of the day, you got to get the ball in the hoop. And so if you created the correct opportunities, but you're not making in the hoop, you're going to lose the game. Congratulations to Phillip Loggers once again as they came into this house and showed them what's what. They are a good team. They're a strong team, well-coached team, and they should be proud of the performance that they put on the court tonight. And with that, thank you once again for tuning in to 98Q. My name's Stephen Jellin, and I am so happy that I get to bring to you tonight's game. Stay warm as best you can, as it's going to be cold, 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 cold this week. And I will see you guys Thursday night. Have a wonderful night. Goodbye.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
Woodruff Appliance and TV doesn't want you to miss any big plays this sports season. They've got a great selection of large, state-of-the-art TVs. They've also got the knowledge to help you select the best TV for you and your family. They've got a great selection, and the prices can't be beat. Whatever the season, football, baseball, hockey, or hoops, they've got what you're looking for. Woodruff Appliance and TV, the experienced professionals for all your entertainment and kitchen appliance needs.
IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years' experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community. Doctors Leeson, Pinzel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign implants, root canal, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art treatment and technology. They accept care credit, VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North of Park Falls and Oak Street in Woodruff. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile. You've built a business to be proud of. It provides for your family, employees, and your community. Shouldn't you protect this valuable asset? At Forward Insurance, we have a full line of commercial insurance options to meet your needs. Stop in to see one of the experienced hometown agents to hear more about the benefits of moving forward together, or visit online at www.forward.bank/insurance. Conveniently located in Park Falls and Phillips.
place. There goes the carpet, but the deer head stays. Next thing you know, you're saving money like never before. Just spend it all at a jewelry store. Getting down on one knee on a mama's pose. Just pray she don't say no. Next thing you know, your best man gives a half-drunk speech. And your sunburn on a honeymoon beach. And your left hand's getting used to that ring. And there the next two or three years gone. Next thing you know. I weren't really trying. Next thing you know. There's a test on the counter. Next thing you know. Standing there crying, nodding. And yes, you're half excited, half scared to death. Cause next thing you know, you're wearing scrubs and a funny white hat. And the doctor's saying, how you doing there, dad? And nobody's ever called you that. And you take the drive home slow. Next thing you know, it's first steps, first dates, first car. It's 11:01, wondering where they are. Saying that a USC's too far. It's amazing how fast 17 years.
She was staring out the window of their SUV, complaining, saying, I can't wait to turn 18. She said, I'll make my own money and I'll make my own rules. Mama put the car in park out there in front of the school. And she kissed her head and said, I was just like you. You're gonna miss this. You're gonna want this back. You're gonna wish these days hadn't gone by so fast. These are some good times. So take a good look around. You may not know it now, but you're gonna miss this. She knows it, she's a brand new bride in her one bedroom apartment, and her daddy stops by. He tells her it's a nice place. She says it'll do for now. Starts talking about babies and buying a house. Daddy shakes his head and says, baby, just slow down. So take a good look around. You may not. You're gonna miss this. You're gonna want this back. You're gonna wish these days hadn't gone by.
Checking in Tuesday evening. Hope you're having a great week. And music continues with Megan Maroney. I'm Not Pretty.
Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
Spread the word, light the bonfire, and call the girls. King in the can and the Marlboro men. Jack and Jim were a few good men where you learn how to kiss and cuss and fight too. Better watch out for the boys in blue and all this small town, he said, she said. Ain't it funny how rumors spread like I know something y'all don't know? Man, that talk is getting old. You better mind your business, man. Watch your mouth before I have to knock that loud mouth out. I'm tired of talking, man. Y'all ain't listening. Them old dirt roads is what y'all miss. I'm chilling on a dirt road. Laid back, swimming like a George Jones. Southern ways, and we like cornbread and biscuits, and if it's broke around here, we fix it. I can take y'all where you need to go, down to my hood, back in them woods. We do it different around here, that's right, but we sure do it good, and we do it all night. See, if you really want to know how it feels to get off the road, trucks and four wheels, jump on in, and man, tell your friends, we'll raise some hell with a blacktop in.
truck bed. He'll be touring later this year. He just recently announced the Quit Tour, which will kick off in May. Kit Moore, Travis Denning, and others will be doing some opening shows. I'm Brian Curry. On the way, we'll hear from Tyler Hubbard.
Nachos!
Hey, I'll take some.
And some Frank's Red Hot.
Nah.
You're just going to eat these boring nachos with no flavor. Frank it up! This guy finally gets it.
It's the perfect blend of flavor and heat. Frank's Red Hot. I put that on everything.
KFC's wraps are still just two for $5. Just think about that. Two wraps, just $5. You want a new spicy mac and cheese wrap and a new honey barbecue chicken wrap for lunch? Just $5. You want a new mac and cheese wrap and a spicy slaw wrap as a snack? Just $5. You want two classic KFC wraps just because? Just $5. KFC wraps are back for a limited time. Now with three new options. Choose two for just $5. It's finger-licking good. Prices and participation may vary. Prices higher in Alaska, Hawaii, and third-party ordering websites. Tax, tip, and fees extra.
This year, wouldn't it be great to stop dealing with thin, brittle, shedding hair and instead have the thick, healthy, gorgeous hair you've always wanted? Now you can by using Hair Volume from New Nordic. Look for Hair Volume at your local Walgreens and CVS or online at Amazon.com or NewNordicUSA.com.
Park Falls BP, the one stop for everything you need from fuel, wine, spirits, beverages, car washes, ice, snacks, and more. Everyday low prices at a great value. Park Falls BP, next to McDonald's. You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds, too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin. Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving our local communities since 1953 with locations in Park Falls and Ashland, offering competitive rates and services to kids, teens, and to the big kids at heart. Our heart is in our communities. We're not just a credit union offering financial services. We're a family that cares about your family. Stop in today or check us out online at northwoodscu.com. Northwoods Community Credit Union is federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration, and membership eligibility is required.
Brand new country.
This is the type of music we like.
Turn it up.
98Q Country.
Baby, we can do that. Girl, cut a little loose, you can move that. Move that.
favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
Daddy, I'm afraid. Won't you stay a little while? Keep me safe. There's monsters right outside. Daddy, please don't go. I don't wanna be alone. 'Cause the second that you're gone, they're gonna know. Before he went to bed, he grabbed my hand and said, just 'cause I'm leaving.
When you need me and you can't see me.